South Korea's National Museum of Contemporary Art is currently putting on a large-scale showcase of Czech modern art. The exhibit, Memory of Landscape I Have Never Seen, is a result of 3 years of collaboration between Prague and Seoul and presents works of Czech painters from the Czech National Gallery, ranging from 1895 until 1943. In this week's Arts, Masha Walensky spoke to the National Gallery's director, Vladimir Ressel, and asked him how cooperation with the Korean Museum developed.
We originally started a discussion with the National Museum of Contemporary Art in Seoul some 3 years ago. A group of curators came from Seoul to Prague to study the collections of the National Gallery. And their first aim was to present through Prague Western culture and Western fine art. Because Koreans see Czech Republic and Prague as the window to Western Europe. Their idea was that we will be presenting in Seoul primarily old European art. We had to explain to them that all the paintings that we have from that period are primarily in our permanent exhibitions, so we will not be able to present them. And at the same time, most of the paintings are actually wooden panels. The selection that I have made. And unfortunately, wooden panels don't travel well. So we returned back to them with an idea that we would like to present Czech modern art, because in the meantime, we realized what might be the concept they would be primarily looking for. In Korea, in southern Korea, these days, they're trying to find out what the roots are, what is the national identity. We responded to what they were after, that probably the best topic would be to present Czech modern art and how the modern art and modern way of living penetrated into the society of our country at the beginning of the 20th century. And that was a theme that they appreciated very much. We told them, look, 1900, something happened. There was innovation. There were inventions. There was a new approach to way of living. And in 1918, the Czechoslovak Republic was established. And we could easily demonstrate what really happened at that time through the way the Czech modern art evolved and developed. And that was a theme they welcomed very much.
You said that the team of the National Gallery selected the paintings. What categories were you choosing from, or what were you trying to achieve with the collection?
Our primary goal was to present innovations and the avant-garde of the beginning of the 20th century. And what was important for us also to tell the story how fine art and avant-garde developed primarily in Prague. The way we were looking at the theme was it's not only about fine art, it was also about how the society was changing, how the environment had changed. So the environment meaning that was not only paintings, literature, poetry, music, but also architecture, applied arts, furniture, and whatever. So our original idea for the exhibition in Korea was also to involve sketches of architecture from the beginning of the 20th century, definitely to present sculptures. Unfortunately, we were not able to bring all of what we desired to Seoul, because that would require much more expensive logistics. However, at the end of the day, we agreed that it will be only paintings, and altogether 107 paintings from 28 authors or artists. And the message was, through the Czech modern art, you can appreciate what the European modern art was all about.
So which periods and styles exactly does the exhibit cover?
Well, actually, we start with symbolism. From symbolism, we went over to expressionism, through cubism, abstract art, to the social art, and then finally we completed the exhibition with surrealism. So it's a whole, I would say, modern art development in a nutshell. The exhibition ends in the year 1943. So not only the pre-war time where you could see fear and potential destruction that is sort of screaming out from the canvases, but at the same time, there are paintings that were actually painted right before or after some of the artists were taken into the concentration camps. So from that perspective, people were looking for the historical content that is presented, I would say, in the artistic manner. We were able to demonstrate how art is important for forming the society and how the society should see art as a tool to understand who you are and where do you belong.
What was the response of the general public? I guess even though many Koreans have visited Prague, they may not necessarily know Czech art that well.
There is a huge interest. The interest is not only because of there is a wonderful media coverage. Within the first 2 weeks, there were more than 120 articles that were covering the background of the exhibition and what the Czech modern art is all about. So people were intrigued to see the collection. But at the same time, it was also that people understand, because the theme was well presented, as a historical context of what really happened in Europe at that time, which was, as I mentioned earlier, similar situation to what Korea experienced in 1910 onwards. So they were looking for the similar issues, how they should understand the First World War and how they should understand the beginning of the Second World War. So the Koreans were extremely interested to see who we are, and at the same time, their understanding of what the Czech Republic is, and namely what Prague is all about, because a number of Koreans see Prague as a brand name, as a destination for coming to Europe. Definitely what helps that there is a direct flight between Prague and Seoul. They don't actually say Prague, they say Praha. And Praha is a tremendous brand name. They use Praha for almost anything. For them, Praha is a place where you want to be, and if you haven't been to Praha, you really haven't seen the world.
Since this exhibit so far seems to be a big success in terms of how it went over and the reactions, is there a possibility that there will be more cooperations with other Asian museums, either to bring Czech artists there or to bring them here?
We had immediately experienced interest coming from China, from mainland, and also from Hong Kong, because the information spreads easily in Southeast Asia. Our exhibition is a large one, 107 paintings that really represent something, and it's a very interesting period of modern art. So the interest mainly from the China mainland hopefully will be met by our side. We have to discuss under which arrangements the exhibition could be presented, well, different exhibition, let's say with a similar background, not necessarily a similar theme. But our idea in general is to get the world to know and understand more about the Czech modern art.
And that was Vladimir Ressel speaking about the exhibit of Czech modern art in Seoul, South Korea. That exhibition lasts until April the 21st of this year. And That Arts, of course, was presented by Masha Volinsky.